Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And speaking of always, I'm always joined here in studio with my wonderful co-host, Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. You shouldn't say always. But
I thought about that 98% afterwards.
98% of the time. Yes. I was out the past 2 weeks, but yes. Other than that, I'm here.
Okay.
And it's been a year since I've been the
co-host. It's been a year. Yes, that's right. She hung around Louie for an entire 12 months. What do you think about that?
You haven't driven her crazy yet, Dale.
No, it's you.
What? You both balance me out.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
maybe
a good balance
okay.
We have going
there
we here.
Go. Okay.
I'll take that.
Well, great. Well, it's so it's good to have you on, not only as a co-host, but as a close friend. And so it's just been a wonderful short 12 months.
I know. It's flown by, but it's been a blast.
Yes. And a lot of great, exciting, new and exciting things we're going to be happening or doing going forward. So
can't wait.
Just
you always leave me in suspense, Dale.
That's right. Well, this time you're going to be more control of things. So I'm going to be here 98% of the time.
Oh, boy.
And so.
You'll take some time.
Yeah, I'll take some time out.
Last week you were very concerned about me. I forgot to say I was not going to be here and I was traveling. Well, Louie texted me, Dale called me. I was like, I felt so like appreciated that you guys were that concerned about
me. Who
knows,
I would have had to be co-host. That would have been a disaster.
No, you do a great job as well.
You always do a great job, Louie.
Thank you.
It takes a team here.
That's right. Well, you know what? We're going to just pause just for a short moment and just introduce our guest who's also live in studio with us today. And Lauren, I'll allow you to do the honors.
Sure. We have Don Lorenz in studio with us. Don is the executive director of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Thanks
great
so
to
much
be here.
For being here.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to a little discussion on chambers, business, communities.
Okay. Well,
they're very integral parts of our business communities in Western New York, the chambers.
They are. Mm-hmm. And just about every region has their own chamber, their own local chambers. And there's some larger ones with the partnership in Buffalo here. Mm-hmm. And we have the Amherst Chamber is one of the larger chambers, more of a regional chamber.
Right.
But no, it's exciting. And I know, Dale, you've asked if I could kind of just talk a little bit about what a chamber really is and what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And some of the differences. But really, it's a collection of businesses that gives them the opportunity to be together and help promote the business communities. So that's what we're there for, just to help to promote the community, bring people into our community, hopefully bring new businesses in. And the existing businesses, what we try to do is we are a little bit more community-driven. So we host a number of different events. And each one of our events, we hope to attract, like, for example, our Taste of Orchard Park, which we had in July, attracted over 25,000 people within a four-hour period of time.
That's
so
great.
You know, that's a way for people. They're coming into Orchard Park. They're getting a chance to see what we have, the different businesses we have in our town. The restaurants have a chance to showcase what they have to offer. And this year we did something a little bit different. We actually had an online menu that they could download through an app application, and we were able to track where people were coming from when they downloaded that. And it was interesting. We had more people from Rochester downloading the menus than we had from East Aurora and Hamburg, which are both of our neighbors.
Wow.
So that was pretty exciting. People coming from the Rochester areas and outside of Orchard Park.
Okay.
Coming in, sampling what products we have in our Orchard Park area.
So there's more to Orchard Park and Orchard Park business and people coming to Orchard Park besides the Bills games.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So but with that being said, before we go any further, we're going to go to Louie for our sports update.
Great.
The Buffalo Bills look to make it two straight wins on the road as they get ready for another tough NFC test today, taking on the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. LeSean McCoy, who was questionable with rib injuries this week, is expected to play. Fellow running back Marcus Murphy is also questionable. Charles Clay, questionable after he was a limited participant in practice Friday, dealing with a shoulder and hip issue. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. You can hear pregame coverage all morning over at WGR Sports Radio 550. Other news around the NFL gearing up for game day. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, the Steelers are actively shopping running back Le'Veon Bell, who is not reported to the team this season, holding out after the two sides could not get an extension done this summer. Some injury news for week 4. Eagles wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey is a game-time decision as he is dealing with a virus. fellow wide receiver Josh Gordon is expected to make his Patriots debut today against Miami. Leonard Fournette will return to the lineup for the Jaguars today against the Jets. And Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen will play today against the 49ers after a knee injury held him out of practice this week. For the 4 o'clock slate of games today, you can hear the New York Giants take on the New Orleans Saints right here on ESPN 1520. The college football, the UB Bulls suffered their first loss of the season yesterday to Army 42-13. The Bulls are now 4-1, hoping to bounce back next Saturday as they take on Central Michigan at noon, which can be heard right here on ESPN 1520. In the top 25, Clemson pulled away in a nail-biter against Syracuse with a 27-23 victory. Number 8 Notre Dame handled number 7 Stanford 38-17. And number 4 Ohio State pulled out the come-from-behind victory last night against the number 9 Penn State Lions 27-26. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And as she indicated earlier, we are joined in studio with Mr. Don Lorenz, who is the Executive Director of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce. Don, again, welcome to today's show.
Thank you. You know, Dale, again, you asked me as far as what is a chamber, why should anybody want to be part of a chamber?
Yes.
If I look at a chamber, our chamber, we have approximately 600 members, and why would I want to join a chamber as opposed to just being on my own as a small business or a large business? Doesn't really matter. But we present a positive message. We're non-political, so we go out there and we're in the community. We do a lot of different types of events that, as I said earlier, attract large numbers of people. If I were to look at 2 weeks ago, we hosted the Orchard Park Festival of the Arts. So why would I want to be a chamber member and maybe participate? We did over $12,000 worth of advertising for that one event. As a small business owner, I couldn't do that on my own.
Right.
So if I'm one of the top sponsors and my name is going out there through all this advertising, on the radio, we're on TV, we're in the Gusto, we were on all the way from Fort Erie to Syracuse in the newspapers, that's something that typically a business owner could not probably do on their own if they're a small business owner. So they're getting their name out there, and it's with a positive message. Oh, that's great. They're bringing in, we had over 170 vendors at that event. So people were coming from all over to be part of the Festival of the Arts. So again, that's something that when you're talking about where my dollars are going if I become a chamber member, it is a positive message. The network thing that we do, we offer at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, we have a lunch and learn where people can talk. If you wanted to come in and, for example, talk about radio and what does radio do for businesses, you'd have an opportunity to come in for a luncheon, very relaxed luncheon, and you can talk about the highlights of what you do here in radio and how beneficial that could be to a business.
Yes.
We have HR people coming in talking about, like right now we're planning one for the sexual harassment law.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Many businesses don't have an HR department, and that's required by law. They could be penalized if they don't have it in place by January 1st. So we can offer that, and we may have, you know, could be a dozen businesses that participate, could be a few hundred businesses that participate in that type of a lunch and learn.
And as a small business, that's that's an important topic that many small businesses may not be aware of.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like as much as the state is trying to make sure everyone is aware of the new legislation around harassment training, it's difficult. There's a lot of different ins and outs of the law and the training and the requirements. So it can be difficult for small businesses.
And what we hear is a number of businesses that are small, they're saying, we're family run. We only have one or two employees. I don't have to worry about that. I'm not like a corporate thing where people are going to be suing me and everything else. Well, that's not true. I mean, you could have a relative that's going to be feel harassed, and they have just as many rights as any other employee does.
Right.
So it could be a one, two employee type of a business, and you're still mandated by that law. So that's critical. So that's something that we offer as far as the opportunity to do that. Then we offer, again, one to two a month, we have an actual network. We call it a business after hours networking.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow businesses to showcase. So what they'll do is we might go to a car dealership and they offer a networking opportunity for people to come down there and they'll have food and drinks and you get a chance to socialize with the other chamber members.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I'm hearing is that the chamber has really evolved over the years. I mean, you're offering so much. You're offering an opportunity or vehicle for the residents to have a connection and get to know businesses. as well as business owners having a connection with the residents of the community, as well as, I'm pretty sure, probably the school districts as well.
Exactly. We're very involved. In fact, we have a tie-in with the school district. I was lucky enough to be a teacher for 32 years at the Orchard Park Schools. And I've always had a connection. I was on the chamber for those 30 years as a representative for the school. But we offer scholarships to the students. We offer internships by working with our businesses. When the businesses need people, they'll contact us. We're the liaison back to the school district, and we can bring them different students to work in the internships. The other thing that I think is critical, we look at some of the schools in our area. We have probably the best educational systems in the country right here in Western New York. You know, we're rated right at the top for schooling. We look at our students that are leaving for college. Most of the other states want New York State students to be working out in their states. And yet, we call it the brain drain, but we're losing so many students to other states because they always felt there was nothing here for them. And the parents always felt there was nothing here for my student, so I'm going to send them out to Boston. I'm going to send them out to California. I'm going all these different areas so my student has a better chance for a job. Well, that's not the case anymore.
No,
there are so many jobs coming back into Western New York that they don't know about it. So we do, one of the examples is we sponsor, it's called the Orchard Park Pride, and they take the top 100 and some students and they honor them at a dinner. And that's one of the things, the messages that the chamber always gives, please give us an opportunity to at least look at what we have to offer so that they don't just get up and leave and go someplace else and never think about coming back.
I think a lot of times, too, when there's students in high school or even throughout college, they don't realize all the different businesses we have in Western New York.
Exactly.
They know the big ones, you know, M&T, Rich Products, Delaware North, but they don't think about all the great other businesses that are here. They're small, they're medium, they're large. There's some great opportunities here.
The Southtown houses the majority of the health care industries, whether it be manufacturing of health products. We have like the mentholatum in Orchard Park. We have polymer conversions, which do all the different plastic products for the medication business. We have a lot of businesses that are right in their back door. And you're right. It's just like when there's things that become the trends. Everybody wants to go into engineering. Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many aspects of engineering. Or students will say, I'm going into business, so obviously I can't go into an auto industry, or I can't go, well, who do you think's running the Westers? Yeah. Who's running all these different big businesses?
All the business behind it.
Yes.
Right. So, you know, you don't have to leave and think you have to go to one of the big firms to be in business. And that's the same thing with the not-for-profits. There are so many different opportunities in not-for-profits, and they can make a lot of money in that. So, you know, those are things that we try to do as a chamber. And, you know, we look at these different things. How can we influence students? How can we influence the businesses to hire these students, give them an opportunity? And I think that's critical, too, is that, you know, we have some programs in our schools that, and most of schools have them now. We have a finance academy at our school. We offer different types of internships through a career exploration internship program.
That's great.
So that, again, ties in with our businesses, and we give a nice high caliber student because we're training them with the social skills and some of the different needed skills that they may have lacked have they not been in those programs and given that opportunity.
Okay, great.
Don, do people have to be a resident of Orchard Park or work for an Orchard Park business or have their business based in Orchard Park to be part of the Orchard Park Chamber?
No, not at all. And it's not that we don't try to compete with the neighboring chambers. But we right now have a number of members that they hear about some of the things that we're doing and they want to be involved with us, but they're already a Hamburg or East Aurora or an Amherst Chamber member.
Mm-hmm.
And they join us because we have a lot of people from Orchard Park that do business in the North Towns.
Right.
Do business in Hamburg and so on. So why wouldn't they want to be here and showcase what they have to offer also, be in our promotional thing so they might sponsor something, be at the taste even as a, not as a food vendor, but they can also come in as a contributor so that they come in as a sponsor and they have a booth. So they're in front of 25,000 people and they can talk about the benefits that they offer with their company.
Well, that's incredible. And one of the things I'm hearing there again is success breeds more success. And it sounds as if there's a maybe a slight trend of some collaboration that's taking place between the various chambers, not competing against one another, but collaboration and having a, maybe a stronger connection that didn't exist maybe several years ago.
Definitely. And, you know, whenever we can, we try to get together and share ideas. What's working in your chamber? What's working for this particular area? And again, in a non-competitive format, we're just looking at things that work. We are much more event and community-driven than some of the other chambers are. That's just the way that we chose to be. I'm very fortunate. I have an associate director, Colleen, and my administrative assistant, Dawn. The three of us have the same mindset. So when people call, it doesn't matter who they get in touch with. Mm-hmm. They're going to get the same message from all three of us. That's perfect. I think that's critical, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep it consistent.
Yeah. Well, speaking of calling, for any one of our listeners out there, if you hear something, you have a question or comment you would like to ask Don, give us a call here at the station, 803-1520. Again, 803-1520. Right now, we're going to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side.
Hi, I'm Clinton Hawkins, franchise owner of Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. We believe home inspections are an important step in every home ownership. Whether you're buying or selling your home, an inspection is a critical step. During your inspection, you'll learn where to find the water shutoff valves, age of your hot water tank and furnace, when the roof might need to be replaced, and so much more. So give us a call at 716-608-6829 to schedule your Pillar to Post home inspection.
Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Stadler from Delvecchio & Stadler, LLP. We are a full-service intellectual property boutique law firm offering assistance in branding and protecting your inventions. Please contact us at 716-783-8399 or dvans.com.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin, and we have Don Lorenz, the executive director of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce, in studio with us this morning. And Don's been sharing a lot of the great things that the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce provides, not only within Orchard Park, but the surrounding community as well, and all of Western New York. So Don, what does it mean to be a member of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce?
Well, it gives you... It's, I don't know if you want to call it a clout, but it's like having a Better Business Bureau rating. When people see the sign out there saying that you're a member in good standing of the Orchard Park Chamber, they know that you're kind of contributing to the community, because all of our events wouldn't happen if we didn't have the membership.
Right.
So the fact that we're able to offer the six or seven major events that we do offer, people feel good about the fact that you're also a contributing member of that. So I think
adds more credibility.
Right. And, you know, there's statistics out there. If you go online, they'll say 70 to 80% of the people favor somebody that's a chamber member in a community than someone that's not. They just feel they're more long-term, that they give more to the community, both financially and just their way of giving as a good citizen. So
what's the cost to become a member?
Our chamber is very reasonable. For a small business, it starts at $180, and then it goes up from there depending on what category you're in. It's very simple to do. We, you know, if you just contact our chamber, it's the orchardparkchamber.org, www.orchardparkchamber.org. You know, our office is right at the Four Corners, so if you're familiar with Orchard Park, we're directly across from Spot Coffee. We have a historic building that we're in right across the street.
Awesome.
And so we're kind of the cornerstone of the community now.
Yeah, that's such a great corner. It's so vibrant. There's so many great businesses there, local businesses, small businesses. I love it. And it's just such, you feel it when you're at that intersection, you just feel like you're in this charming little town.
What's nice, you know, Orchard Park is great because we do have a center of town. Some places don't. And it's hard to build, like I can go into the Four Corners and I'll know somebody there every time, you know, which is really a nice feeling. And like you said, the beautiful restaurants on all the corners. We have Arthur's Hardware, which is a landmark there. You know, just it's nice to have that. People go there and you can socialize. So we're very fortunate.
Now, yeah. I've heard there's a town of Orchard Park and then there's the village of Orchard Park. Is that true? And what's the difference?
Okay. What we're talking about right in the center of town, that's actually the village. And that extends, you know, within a couple mile radius. And then outside of that is the town of Orchard Park. You can look at it by the sidewalks. The sidewalks are in the village. If you go outside there, there aren't sidewalks into the town. But no, it's it is unique. I know there's a couple other areas that do have towns and villages, but it just gives people a center point, I guess, is what it would be. Mm-hmm. So what's nice is the village has some of their own services. They have a little bit, I don't want to say extra services, but there's, you know, there's some little hand-holding in the village that you may not get in the town, which is great. What we're very happy with is that our chamber has a phenomenal relationship with both the town and village. They've been so cooperative. Our police department is one of the top. They just, you know, work along with every one of these events. Because, you know, it's difficult. How do you manage 20-some thousand people in the main center of town, closing down roads and everything else?
You have to manage the traffic, well, it's rerouting, right? Just people. It's a lot.
And, you know, and plus we have, like, the, you know, with the stadium being right in Orchard Park, that's another, you know, big, huge concern for safety and all the different things. So they've been phenomenal. But we've been fortunate. We have a major event coming up next Saturday, which is our Oktoberfest. This will be our third annual Oktoberfest.
Awesome.
And that's going to run October 6th. It's from 5 to 10. It's at the historic Orchard Park Train Depot.
Where is the Orchard Park Train Depot?
It's right behind the Orchard Park Library.
And okay. I took my road test.
Yes.
Right around there, though.
Yes, you did. You did. And I got to tell you, it is just absolutely gorgeous there. And we have the Frankfurters. If anybody's heard of top German music, the Frankfurters are playing there. And they do, for the past 30 years, they've been doing all the major Oktoberfests. And they said this was, bar none, one of the best that they've ever played. So it's
awesome. Great. So you have the Frankfurters who will be playing.
All the German beers.
Traditional German music. German beers. German food.
German food.
Now, is there someone catering the food?
We have different local restaurants are going to be coming in.
Great.
So we have, it'll actually be Eccles, which is a German restaurant. Mm-hmm. We have the Birdhouse coming in, and Buffalo's Best will be catering.
Great.
And again, when is this event? The Oktoberfest?
It's next Saturday, October 6th, from 5 to 10.
Okay.
So if you're looking to get a little festive and channel your German side and participate in Oktoberfest, drink some good German beers and eat some German food.
That's right.
Check out Orchard Park.
You did ask why should somebody join the chamber?
Mm-hmm.
It really is only as beneficial as you make it. So you have to be a contributing partner of this. If you don't come to any of the events or you don't participate in the mixers or any of the networking opportunities, that's where your return on your investment is. If I go to them, I know, you know, there's people that'll say, well, if I join a chamber, there's already two or three other accountants or there's two or three other lawyers or five other lawyers or whatever else. I don't want to necessarily be with my competition, but what great partnerships you can make with them.
Right.
You know, my accounting deals with small businesses. Your accounting deals with large businesses. When I get a client that may be too large for me, I'll refer them to you. When you get somebody that's smaller than you need to take, you can refer them to me and so on. Same thing with payrolls and
all
the different.
Absolutely.
But we've had, we do a health and fitness fair in the spring, and it's amazing. We had, we try to strategically place people with their booths, but we had an orthopedic surgeon, and we had a physical therapist right next to each other. And they didn't realize that they were two blocks from each other, and they were referring, the surgeon was referring people to the North Towns because they didn't know they had an OT person right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what a great connection they made
phenomenal.
That day. And you don't have to refer people to the North Towns.
Exactly.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. And I'm sure great, you know, orthopedic surgeons and physical therapists up there, but a lot of times it can be hard for someone who lives in the South Towns to get up to the North Towns.
Right.
So when you have... make that connection with another business in the area.
You know, the first time we met was at that the discussion group that we had downtown here.
Yeah, the business brunch.
Business brunch. And what I thought was really important to point out there was we are in the Orchard Park area, and within 15 to 20 minutes, you're in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
So the stretch is not that big. So for us to be able to reach out and get people from Buffalo coming to our restaurants, to our stores, for our people to be going out to the Buffalo, the Williamsvilles, the Clarence, and everything else, it's, you know, you're talking within a 15, 20, 30 minute maybe maximum. You're anywhere in this Western New York area. So that's why I think we do need to reach out and have this camaraderie between all the chambers and the businesses so that everybody feels comfortable. You know, it's it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and it's supporting really local businesses.
Yes,
it is.
And your telephone number once again.
Yes, it's 662-3366.
Yeah. One of the things that I think we quickly run out of time, but I would like for you to speak to this. Certainly you have the residents. I would also assume that the chamber has volunteers, but you also maybe have a strong board.
We do. Yeah, we have 14 members on our board. And again, what's unique about what we try to do is we have all the way from large corporations, we have a member of the Buffalo Bills on our board, all the way to a small mom and pop store operation. So we try to reach that. We try to get somebody in the medical industries. We have attorneys. We have accounting people. And then we also have brought in realtors and people like that. So it's nice so that if we have questions on what are some of the concerns the automakers or the auto dealers have, we have a representative there that can kind of handle that. If there's any kind of zoning situations, I'm also on the Economic Development Committee. So what we do is we look at zoning. We look at what are some of the hindrances of people coming into our community. Are the taxes too high? Are we maybe putting a stranglehold on people because of certain regulations? You know, so I look at it from the benefit of our businesses. I can now reach out to our board and say, what are some of the concerns you have? Let me present that to the Economic Development Board.
Great.
Awesome.
Wow. Don, what areas have we not touched on? We're quickly coming to the end of our show. We want to make sure that we may hit on some things that we haven't talked about.
I guess the biggest thing is you've asked me a couple times, you know, why join a chamber? The chamber is there to really kind of make you look good and help you in any way that we can. So if it is networking, if it's trying to reach different people, we do a social media. My associate, she does videos just about every day, but we do business openings, ribbon cuttings. We also offer different types of things when a business has expanded or if they're putting different lines of product in. We'll make sure that we have a nice Facebook video of it. And we've been reaching like 25,000 people on our Facebook. So it's
wow. It's
a great way for, you know, the businesses. Again, they may not have that opportunity on their own. So we offer that added benefit because we're 600 strong.
Right. And that way you can... It's a great way to continue to spread the word about different businesses and shops, restaurants. Right. You're doing the promotion.
Well, thank you for having
me. Helping to get everyone out. No, it's great. It's been such a great discussion. We're glad you were here this morning. Thank you so much, Don.
Yes, and I really feel that we have to have a part two conversation because I would love for us to go into, like, what are some of the challenges that, you know, maybe the various chambers are having? And more importantly, where are the solutions? I think you have the answer.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Well, thank you again for being a part of the conversation today, Western New York at Work.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And if anyone's looking to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with the Orchard Park Chamber?
662-3366 or orchardparkchamber.org.
Okay. And make sure to check out the Oktoberfest next weekend, October 6th, at the Orchard Park Train Depot.
That's right.
There you go. You've been listening once again to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Before we sign off today, the Bills are playing. Any predictions? Lauren, I'll start with you.
You know, I was really pumped after last weekend's game versus the Vikings. I thought they showed up and they did a great job. They have some great momentum. LeSean McCoy is back this week. I think we're going to come out with a win.
I hope they do. They're in our backyard. Everybody's much happier in Orchard Park when they win.
Yes.
I will be the great cloud over the show.
Louis! Oh,
I don't think they can do it twice on the road. It would be an incredible story, but I'm a betting man. I don't know. I'm rooting for it, but geez. Two wins against Minnesota and Green Bay on the road.
It would be huge.
It would be awesome. So hopefully it happens.
Rodgers is slow.
I didn't think we were going to win at all last week. We came out strong.
Yeah,
so.
I'm safe with my picks. So.
Okay.
Okay. Well, give me 21
I'll
points
let you have it.
And we'll be a winner. Buffalo, you have a beautiful day. Enjoy the game. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.